because they're not enthused. They don't love bikes like we do. And they wear swastikas and all the garbage and chains. They're tattooed from here to there. And the average person sees them in the street and naturally they're branded as motorcyclists. And they don't realise the people that do love bikes.
Howdy folks, welcome back. Back on board the night train for another hour of deep selections, I'd say, tonight.
Yeah, there's a good chance I might fall asleep. I'm quite worried, I'm not going to lie. Although the Apple seems to be doing the business.
You regretting your picks? Not the Apple picks.
Right. No, never regret anything I've picked for the show yet. I don't think so. Over 430 shows. Still stand by everything that we've picked.
Oh, okay, bold claim.
Yeah. just stay tuned to see if I regret that statement. So yes, I did. Before I waffle about my Friday night, what was that?
Oh yeah, in the interval you heard Johnny Clark, Come Back to Me, originally on the Give Thanks album from 1985. That one on produced by Mad Professor. Is it Ariwa?
I've only ever seen it written down.
Yeah. Anyway, that is the opening track on a brand new compilation. Melodies International presents Arrow Sounds. So it's somewhat of a compilation of the label output over the last 40 years. Not strictly a best of. There's some deep cuts on there, some other stuff. But yeah, there's a bunch of people you might already know and some you don't. Uroy's on there, Sister Nancy, Johnny Clark, obviously, and then some alongside some other people I didn't really know, wasn't too familiar with. There's a bunch of Lovers Rock on there as well.
Nice. I like the fake reloads.
Oh yeah, it's really went to town on that.
Yeah. So as promised on Friday night, thanks to a tip off from you, I had no idea this was happening, was a show at CADS.
CADS local, S2.
Yes, walking distance for me, buzzing, meant I could listen to an episode of 500 Songs on the way there and
in
back.
In all honesty, I really wanted to go,
yep.
But I sent it to you in the hope that you would go, so at least one of us could go.
Well, I thank you for it.
I would hear about it.
Yes, it was, I would say, for my money, the best show I've been to this year.
Oh yeah, pound for pound. Like, it was cheap, wasn't it?
Hands that is like £9.40. And don't think I'm going to spend a better tenner this year. So it was Interworld Media crossed with Real Steel Cinema, Sculpture, Rhizo Corp, and Real Steel and Zaron. Those are the openers. And then Sculpture, their website says they combine unstable electronic music, animation and video art in transitory audio-visual forms. What that means is one of them was playing with a CDJ, a Walkman, actual physical tape loops that he was like ragging around the tape machine with like on the desk. Some effects units, a couple of MIDI samplers or keys or something. Buttons that he was hammering. While another guy went wild with zoetropes. just kept like hammering these zoetropes on a record deck that had a camera pointed down at it. That shoots, I guess, 25 frames a second. And when it hits that sweet spot, it kind of turns into an animation, so it spins around. And he was going absolutely hell for leather. He was like flying everywhere and putting on top. I'm going to put a link to their YouTube channel, so you should go and check out what they do. And if they're ever in your town, hands down, go and see them. You won't regret it. I had to sit right at the front because I forgot my spectacles. But it paid out. It paid off because I could see kind of what was going on. Okay. Tremendous. Music?
Yeah, some Duane Eddy now.
Ooh,
twanging.
Thank you. cattle field. Rain came from the cotton field.
Cold rain died on the battlefield.
Cold rain came from the cotton field.
Cold rain died on the battlefield.
Cold rain went to the battlefield.
Cold rain died on the battlefield.
Cold rain stayed in the battlefield.
Cold rain died on the battlefield.
Oh, each day gumbo was a meal. A meal.
Corey died on the battlefield.
Corey met a man named Phil.
Corey died on the battlefield.
Corey met a man named Phil.
Corey died on the battlefield.
He made her gamble and he made her steal.
Corey died on the battlefield.
He made her gamble and he made her steal.
Corey died on the battlefield.
Corey got busted on a funny deal. Corrine got busted on a funny deal.
Corrine died on the battlefield.
Corrine fell on the battlefield.
Corrine died on the battlefield.
Corrine cried on the battlefield.
Corrine died on the
cotton field.
Corrine
came from the cotton field.
Corrine died on the battlefield.
Corrine went to the battlefield.
Corrine died on the battlefield.
Corrine stayed in the battlefield.
Corrine died on the battlefield.
Corrine gumbo was a meal.
Corrine died on the battlefield.
Each day gumbo was a meal. Busted on a funny deal.
Corrine died on the battlefield.
Corrine fell on the battlefield.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. It's the clubs all alone. Ooh, baby, you're not at home. And when I'm home, big deal, I'm still home. Got no name. Could you live? one and the same. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay. You can't put your arm around an MRA. You can't put your arm around an MRA. You can't put your arm around an MRA. Yeah.
Now, I was about probably a little bigger than this dude. That's my grandson. And that's the best I can remember. I was about his size.
Welcome back, listeners. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live. Going headlong to the end of the night.
Yes.
I don't want people to think like, I don't want to be here.
You don't want to be here.
Yeah, no, I do want to be here. I enjoy doing the show. Enjoy catching up with you. Enjoy sharing pics with the listeners. Sometimes people like them. Sometimes people hate them. We get more people tell us they don't like a song than they do like a song.
Yeah, you get more response, don't you?
Yes. I wonder if that's what it's like for the proper DJs out there on the radio. If I ever bump into one, I'll ask them. I'll be like, you know when people text in, do they text in compliments of what you're playing or just to generally hurl abuse at you? Because I think that's pretty tricky. It's not really abuse we get, though. It's just people critiquing our picks.
Nice. So, speaking of critiquing picks,
yep.
We can look forward to some critiques here.
Yeah.
So we started out there with Duane Eddy, Ramrod, from 1957. That single was then issued on his album entitled Have Twangy Guitar Will Travel in 1958. Recorded in Phoenix, Arizona, produced by Lee Hazelwood and Lester Sill. And the original recording was then overdubbed with Plas Johnson's sax, hymn of Pink Panther sax theme. Also part of the Wrecking Crew, who played on thousands of stuff, including all the Beach Boys stuff and a lot of rock and roll as well. Also overdubbed on BVs were the Rivingtons, who would later be responsible for the song Papa Ooh Mau Mau, which would go on to be the inspiration for the Trashmen's Surfing Bird.
Of course. Then after that, we had Baby Dots Trio with Kareem Died on the Battlefield.
That had a lot of hiss on it, didn't it?
Yes. I'm not really sure when that album came out. It's on a reissue. Originally Jazz a la Creole came out. It's the first time it was pulled, I think, on one of the versions.
Yeah.
But basically, it's from a 78.
Yes.
That's the best I can do. It's worth checking out Baby Dodds's bass drum. It's absolutely huge. Or he is tiny.
It's nearly the same size as him.
So he was a New Orleans jazz drummer born at the turn of the century. Quite an interesting life, well worth wasting some time while you're procrastinating on his Wikipedia page. Then from someone that was born in New Orleans to someone that died in New Orleans, Johnny Thunders with You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory, the single from his 1978 album So Alone. You said, I think you were like, this song sounds like I know it.
And
I
was, yes.
But we don't know what it is. So
no.
It's just, yeah, it sounds like a song we know. But, I mean, it could just be that song, but it's got that weird, there's something about it.
As soon as it was playing, I was going, it was reminding me of other bands like Gun Club and Television a little bit. Well.
Yeah, so if you know what we think we're listening to, let us know at thenighttrain.co.uk. A couple more from you, but
let me go back to the notes. Elmore James, The Sky Is Crying. That one recorded in Chicago, September 1959. And I think it was his highest charting single. Reached 15 on the Billboard Top 100. His highest chart position before his untimely death just a few years later.
Mm.
And then after that, a song I've played a bunch of times on this show.
Yeah, but it's an absolute classic.
I continue to play it a bunch of times. It's Bert Jansch's version of Angie. Now, we were trying to remember who did the original version earlier when we were talking off air, and it was Davy Graham.
Ah, yes, that's right.
So Angie, spell Angie like the name, or also A-N-J-I, or also Ongie, apparently. Mm. O-N-G-E-E. Originally, so... He was from the UK, wasn't he, David Graham? Scottish?
Yes.
I don't know if he was Scottish or not. Bert Jansch was. But also spun out the other day because it was either Stuart McConey or Mark Ratcliffe said that Bert Jansch always liked to be called Bert Jansch.
Oh.
And he pronounced it with the proper J sound.
Oh, that is weird. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know either. That was from his... Was that his debut album? It was definitely the... self-titled album.
that he released, I think in 65. So he took David Graham's version and sort of added some more bits to it.
Yeah, including the little lick from Work Song.
That's it, yeah, that's the one we're talking about earlier.
Yeah, Oscar Brown Jr. Right, a few more tunes to play before we come back.
Yes, and something brand new right now.
Thank you. heaven and all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, and he's a great king over all the earth. Jah shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. O thou Most High God, Jah Rastafari, Almighty God. Amen. Come together, brothers, sisters. Time is now come.
Come now.
When we must unite and be strong, that we can put away all the wrong in the land. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any nation. Knowing that the wicked must fall, righteous must live. Hail to the kings of kings and the Lord of lords, conquering land of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, Mr. 5x5, Revelation 5, Emperor Haile Selassie. Run, come, rally, rally.
Come right.
slavery. No more pain and no more sorrow. We have to flee from the land of the sinking sand. As our father told us what life has taught him. Until the color of man's skin makes no more significance than the color of man's eyes. Until all is looked upon equal as they are in the eyes of the Almighty God. The dream of peace will only be a fleeting illusion. Only to be pursued but never attained. Until each and every one is looked upon equal as they are in the eyes of the Almighty. Until there is no more first, second and third class nations of the world. We gotta be free, my brethren. We got to have love. Without love, you're nothing at all. Remember, without love, you're nothing at all. Without love, you're nothing at all. At all. Thank you.
Nearly lost it then.
Yes.
Right.
Final link of the night.
Yeah, we've made it.
We have.
Steve's made it. I've made it. The listeners have hopefully made it.
Yes. Let us know if you've enjoyed it. Don't let us know if you haven't enjoyed it. That was the final set of the night. Done and dusted. What did we start with?
Yeah, unfortunately, all three of mine.
Oh, yes.
And long ones at that. So very little for me to discuss here.
Excellent. You're like, that was a long, that was a jazzy one, and it was long.
Pretty much, yeah. So the first one was Ancient Infinity Orchestra with Illuminations. That is on their brand new third album out on the Gondwana label out of Manchester. The album is called It's All About Liberation, and they are a 16-member jazz ensemble led by the double bassist and composer Ozzy Moisey, based in Leeds, I think. So, yeah, that's another Yorkshire play tonight.
It's where all the
we're
jazz
really
comes from.
Yeah, clocking them up.
Well, and it was Yorkshire Day yesterday, I believe.
Oh, should have gone all out.
Oof. I only say that because whenever I think of Yorkshire Day, I just think of people in gigs shouting Yorkshire.
Yeah, we don't need that, do we?
No.
We're not doing that.
Neither of us are from Yorkshire either.
So we can't be that proud.
No, I just refuse to chant it. I know, technically I've lived here longer than I lived in Suffolk, I think, but still.
You still can't chant Yorkshire.
No.
Yeah, so that follows on from their last album, which was called It's All About Love, both of which these albums drew inspiration from a spoken word piece or work or show by Moor Mother during their 2024 We Out Here festival performance.
Oh.
So that is where the names of both their albums come from. Following that, you heard Dadawa, or Dadawa, I'm not sure how you say that one, aka Michael George Henry, or Raz Michael, or Tess for Zion. That is from 1974, produced by Lloyd Chalmers. I think it's the debut. Original is mega pricey.
Right.
There's been a bunch of reissues knocked out over the years by various labels, and there's one out, just come out this last week, I think, on music on vinyl. They're usually fairly reliable. So if you like the sound of that and you want to pick up a press, I'd say give that a whirl. It says it's only 750 copies, 180-gram vinyl. So yeah, it should be worth checking out if you want to get that vinyl and don't want to pay silly money or roll the dice on some sort of weird reissue.
Yes.
which we've all been guilty of doing.
Oh, 100%.
And then we finished off that set with some more music, semi out of Yorkshire.
Okay, how?
It's Joe Harvey White and Bobby Lee.
Oh, yes, because they now... one of them lives in Sheffield.
One of them lives in Sheffield. That was Babylon Working from their album, which I must have missed this. Came out last year, 2025. Last Ride, they did that together. So Joe Harvey White is probably more known for his pedal steel.
One of the two.
Yeah, he just on this album, I think they both play guitars and various guitars synths.
Yeah,
some drum machine in there, as you heard on that one.
I really enjoy it. Something about that drum machine just makes me laugh.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's even better when you play, when you see him play live and he has the drum machine and a drummer sort of pokes around, and then he's just like, and it's just variations of that.
So I put that in because I was intending to see Bobby Lee today, but I actually missed him at the gig they played at Alba today. I saw Hearing Things, which were a guitar ensemble, improvisational, and they played for 30 minutes. That was one piece.
Yep.
There was five guitarists, someone on keys and someone playing a violin. Although it does say that they have had up to 16 guitarists. No, 13, I think they have played with before.
Obscene. That's a lot. I don't know that many people with guitars that I'd want to play. And imagine they'd be pretty good and working well together.
I'd like to see that. They were very much on a Steve Reich kind of Terry Riley minimal glass type thing. It was very good. Anyway, this next one to finish.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for my good friend Hall's birthday today. It's Stars of the Lid. Don't bother, they're here. I think she sings Send in the Clowns as karaoke, and that's what this is sort of based on. So send it out to her on her birthday.
Perfect.
And we'll be hopefully back next week.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
You didn't see why the class of auras.
No, I don't know why you need that. Pretty something falls on your head, I suppose.
Now, if you hold those openers, I'll straight on.
Yes, Doctor.
God, somebody not patient.
Don't go in without this.